Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek, Sarah and Alec with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland government department has not disclosed its use of generative AI to create a number of posts on social media. One of the posts by Fisheries Queensland advised its followers against trusting AI for information about fishing. This has prompted warnings about the importance of transparency as the technology develops. The ABC found that at least four posts from the Fisheries Queensland Instagram and Facebook pages were created using AI generators last year. Chief investigator at the ARC Centre of Excellence for the Digital Child, Mr. Lever, said it would be nice for governments and public sectors to acknowledge the use of AI, as it would get increasingly difficult to tell when it was used. Marketing Professor Paul Harrison said more government agencies across Australia were using AI for social media content, and if they were, such posts should be labelled as AI-generated.
Clinical Excellence Queensland has announced Dr. Michael Byram as Queensland's new surgical medical lead. As Byram's career has been subject to criticism after a series of 2016 whistleblower complaints regarding preventable deaths made during the surgeon's employment at Sydney's Royal Prince Albert Hospital. Whilst no evidence warranting the cancellation of Byram's registration was found, a subsequent probe led to restrictions being placed on his work in 2020. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has expressed concerns over Byram's appointment and has requested Health Minister Tim Nicholls look into Queensland Health selection process. A Queensland Health spokesperson defended Byram's appointment, stating that it followed rigorous background checks and transparency.
In national news, almost 2 months into Australia's social media ban, and teens say that it isn't working. For teens like 14-year-old Adyan, life hasn't changed much for him. I thought the ban would be like way more strict, but it ended up being really chill. Nothing happened, Adyan said. Leading up to the ban, social media platforms like Snapchat promoted Adyan to complete a face scan to confirm that he was above 16 years of age. The 14-year-old obliged and was granted access. Most teens have found loopholes within the system and have found ways around the ban. Before December 10, more than 2.3 million Australians between 8 and 15 used at least one social media platform. Last month, the federal government said the social media ban was working, citing that more than 4.7 million under 16 accounts have either been deactivated or removed since the ban came into effect. This is, however, an overestimation of data, and it's unclear whether this accounts for teenagers who have reactivated their accounts or created new ones.
The National Rental Affordability Scheme will end this year, potentially leaving thousands of renters unable to afford their current homes. The NRAS, which was introduced to create more affordable housing in 2008, has slowly been scaled back over the last decade after funding was cut in the 2014-2015 budget. Now, the final 4,591 Australian homes are to be phased out by June, leaving renters like 78-year-old retiree Paula Swan without many options. "The unknown is very stressful," she said. "Virtually, I just sit here in God's waiting room." Federal Housing Minister Claire O'Neill said that the housing crisis is a problem generations in the making, and it will take time for the government to fix it. The government's current solution is the Housing Australia Future Fund, which aims to fund 30,000 new affordable rental homes by 2028.
In international news, a collision between a speedboat carrying migrants and a Greek Coast Guard vessel has left at least 15 dead and 26 injured in the eastern Aegean Sea. One of the main maritime migration routes in Europe, deadly shipwrecks are considered common in the Aegean, a result of stormy weather and unsuitable conditions. However, this instance has been deemed unusual given the direct contact between the vessels. Officials from the Greek Ministry of Maritime Affairs declined to comment on whether migrants had died from drowning or the injuries sustained. Officials further declined to provide information regarding the migrants' national backgrounds.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23.9 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.